Good morning, everybody. This is Russell Brunson with the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I want to talk about who gets a vote in their opinion about you.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So there's this weird thing that us humans have where we care what other people think. I know. It's what gives us empathy and makes us actually good people most of the time. But in business, it can cripple you. In fact, it does for so many of you guys. I watch as you start an advertising campaign and somebody in your ad says, "You suck," and you're like, "Whoa," and you crumble and you start crying and the whole thing falls apart. And you start burning the ads because someone told you that you're lame or that your ad was funny or that you're goofy or whatever, and you freak out and you stop moving forward and the whole thing collapses because you cared about somebody else's opinion about you. So I want to help you on this journey to stop caring about everybody except for one type of person. There's only one person who has earned the right to have an opinion about you, and that is the person who has given you money. That's it. That's the only opinion that you should care about, is the opinion of the person who gives you money. And this is in so many different aspects of business, right? For example, when I first started speaking, even to this day, I'm not like the best speaker. You guys probably noticed that. Like, I get excited. So people are like, "Oh, he's a good speaker. He's excited." But no, I stutter. I say ums and ahs and crap and all these things. And like, if you look at, if I was to go to like the NSA, the National Speakers Association, and get judged, they would destroy me. It would be horrible. So when I first started doing events, I was like, after the event, I had handed out these little papers to everybody. I was like, "Hey, can you give me some feedback on the speakers?" And guess what people gave me? Their freaking opinions. And guess what? Their opinions, I remember reading them and being destroyed. Like, "Oh, this person thought I was horrible." And like, they were so mean about all these different things. And I remember taking it really internally for a long time, like, and stressing about it and freaking out about it. Until one day I was listening to good old Mean Dan Kennedy. And Dan said something that was so liberating to me that I need to share with you. He said, "The only people's opinion I care about are the people who give me money." And he talked about speaking from stage. He's like, "I used to do this thing, and they would, at the end of my presentation, everyone would fill out a form to critique me." He said that they would hand me the big stack of forms. I would immediately walk over to the garbage, and I would throw them away without reading any of them. He says, "The only thing that matters to me, whether or not I did good on my speech or not, is how many people lined up at the back of the room to give me money. That is the judge of how well you did. That's it." Okay? When you're running ads, it's not how many people write nasty comments in the things, all the haters and the trolls and the annoying people like that. It's how many people actually gave you money. How many people did your ad, your persuasive, your presentation, your funnel, whatever, did it convince to give people money? Like, that's the only thing that matters. You know, the worst things I see people do all the time is like, and I understand it because, you know, us funnel people like that, but like, we all want people to critique our funnels before they're done. And so I'll see it all the time in our Facebook group and other places, like, "Hey, can you come and critique my funnel?" And people are giving me all sorts of advice, and I'm reading the advice. I'm like, don't take advice from people. Like, people are like, they lie. Like, they don't know they're lying, but they're lying. They're going to give you advice like, "Oh, you should do this. You should do this. You should change this." Like, I didn't know. Like, the only opinion that matters is if people are voting with their credit cards. That should be the only thing that matters. Like, if they pull a credit card out of their wallet to buy something, that is the opinion that matters. That's the only split test I'm going to look at, not like people's opinions, because people's opinions are wrong. They're not entitled to their own opinion when it comes to marketing and sales, okay? The opinion of the marketplace is the only thing that matters, and it's how people vote with their wallet. And so I wanted to show with you guys, just because I know so many guys get crippled by that fear of what other people think. And you should stop. The only thing you should care about are the people who are, that's the only opinion you should care about, are the opinion of the people who are actually giving you money. Because they're the ones that matter, right? If someone hates your ad, they don't buy your thing, like, they talk trash on your webinar because, like, "Oh, I've already heard this 5 times before. Like, when are you going to get to the good stuff? Like, you stop telling me your story. All I want to do is know the one secret about blah." Like, those people are not giving you money. Therefore, you should not care about their opinion. The ones you care about are the people who hear your voice and they come to you. And they're looking for a change in their life. Those are the ones you should care about. Those who give you money. Now, when people give me money and they give me feedback, then I pay attention. When someone's like, hey, I'm in your coaching program, this part is confusing to me, or I'm stuck here, I don't know what to do. Like, I listen to those opinions and I try to figure out how to serve them better. But I don't focus on how to serve the people who aren't voting with their credit cards. Their vote is invalid in my mind, and it should be in yours as well, because they are not your customers. The customer is the only thing that actually matters. So I hope that gives some of you guys freedom and permission to just be like, thank heavens. Because that's they're the only ones entitled to having a vote. So all the rest of the haters and the annoying people and all those kind of things, tune them out, ignore them. They do not matter to you, and they shouldn't. So hopefully that helps somebody. Anyway, I just dropped the kids off school. We have today and tomorrow's last 2 days of school, and then it's officially summer. I'm not sure if I'm ready for this. But it's happening. So I just remember last weekend, by the end of the weekend, I was so tired I was ready for the kids to go back to school. And then now there's like this 3-month long summer or weekend coming up. So hopefully we can survive it. Oh man, it's gonna be awesome. And this weekend I'm actually driving to Utah. I'm in the finalist of an Entrepreneur of the Year award. So it'll be kind of fun to see if I have a chance to win that, which would be cool. And I'm driving with my wife and my kids and everyone down. So maybe, just maybe, if I can do it, my goal is to catch my wife on a podcast during the drive to Utah. So many of you guys have been asking for the podcast where Colette shares her thoughts on being married to a crazy entrepreneur. So I'm going to try for all of you guys. It's not going to be easy. She doesn't enjoy it. She doesn't like it. She doesn't feel comfortable doing it, but see if I can get her to share, because some of you guys want to know. So that's all I got, you guys. I appreciate you all. Have an amazing day. And don't forget, the only person who should matter are the people who are voting with their wallets. Okay? Your opinion doesn't matter. Other people's opinions don't matter. Only thing that matters are your customers. Hope that helps you guys. Appreciate you all. Have an amazing day, and we'll talk soon. Bye, everybody.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free Behind the Scenes Reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.